buy my ticket for the long way.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Nitty Ginger Podcast. Thank you, returning listeners, and welcome, new listeners. I'm recording this episode live from Canton, Georgia, July the 11th, 2014. First off, to all my fellow Americans, happy belated 4th of July. I was hoping I would be able to record prior to the 4th, but that just didn't happen. So, now it's belated. The opening song was the intro to Cups from the soundtrack Pitch Perfect. Great movie. If you guys have not seen it, I highly recommend it. It's hysterical, although not for anyone under the age of 12, because you'll see. Maybe not even for anybody under the age of 15, but, you know, that's up to you. Anyway. Today's segment will include a shout-out, what's crafting, must-have makes, what you got cooking, fudge monkeys, geeky fangirl picks of the week, bookworm, awesome sauce part 2, a review, and some housekeeping. Alright, we'll grab your knitting or your crocheting, and let's get started. Alright, so before I get into any of my nonsense, I did want to do a quick shout out to the Two Knitlet Chicks Mother Bear Knit Along. Now, for those of you that have not listened to my previous episodes, the Mother Bear Project is a charity that is dedicated to providing comfort and hope to children affected by HIV and AIDS in emerging nations. They do this by giving them a gift of love in the form of a hand-knit or crocheted bear. And they have a pattern that you can purchase for $5 on their website, and all proceeds go towards the charity. And then you make up your bear, you send it to them, I believe their headquarters is in Connecticut, and they package them up and send them to children over, mainly in Africa. There's some in Hades, and I believe... not in Hades. Oh, goodness. Haiti. That was awful. Sorry. Haiti. And some in South America now as well, if I remember correctly. The last time I looked, they had sent almost 100,000 bears. They've probably hit it at this point. So it's a great, great, great group. And the Two Knitlet Chicks podcast is doing a knit-along for it. Now, if you're not familiar with the Two Knitlet Chicks, goodness gracious, try saying that 3 times fast because I can't. It's a mother-daughter podcast, Barb and Tracy. And on Ravelry, they are Nitty Barb and a Little Posy. And they have a Ravelry group, the number 2 Knitlet Chicks. You can find them. They have a great podcast. They talk about their knitting adventures. And then, you know, they review books. They do book reviews, mystery, suspense. I believe they've done some horror, some chick lit. You know, they do everything. And if you hear ruckus, I apologize. It is my lunatic cat that cannot get enough of my Walmart bags, of all things. At least they're cheap, right? Okay. So... anyway, check the podcast out. It's a great podcast. They're bi-weekly. My only complaint is that I wish I got to hear more of them. You can get them on iTunes. You can also get them through some of the Android podcast apps as well. But you can find out more information on their Ravelry group. Their knit-along, it has one requirement that you make have made the bear within 2014. So they just started the FOS thread 11 days ago, but they have decided to include any bear that was completed in 2014, which I think is just fantastic. So they've got some great, 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 great prizes, some of which I am hoping I win. So, you know, you guys will be competing against me. Not that that should be, you know, worrisome of you. I'm just getting a little competitive. But they've got some great prizes. The Cal runs through September 1st, and they're asking that you post each individual bear. Let me restate that. They're asking that you post each bear individually. And I think they're doing that because when they do the prize drawings, they're going to use the random number generator. And so you want, you know, each bear to count as a submission. And it just makes their lives easier. So check them out. Check their knit along out. I am working on some of my own. My goal is to knit 10 bears. I've got 2 completed, 2 in progress, and then 6 more to go before September 1st. And I think once SSK is done, which you'll hear more about that drama in my later segments, I think I'll be able to do it. So, you know, if you guys want to cheer me on, I totally won't argue with you. But I will link to this and everything else I talk about in my show notes. All right, so on to what's crafting. So let me preface this segment by saying I haven't completed a thing in 2 weeks, except for a preemie hat, which technically isn't even completed because I didn't photograph it or, you know, sew in the ends or anything. I'm a hot mess. Life has gotten in the way, and then, you know, casting on all of Laura Nelkin's designs has gotten in my way as well. So I get halfway through one of her projects and cast on another one because I just love her stuff. And I'm learning new techniques because I am still a fairly new knitter and don't know a whole lot other than the basic stitches. So I'm kind of challenging myself and getting used to something and getting excited and going, ooh, what else can I teach myself? So I'm creating issues for myself. So with that said, I've got Mother Bear number 3, my fabulous Francesca, that is on the needles. I have not made any progress on her in a few weeks, but I will. I did cast on and finish Mother Bear number 4, except he needs to be stuffed and stitched. So he's not finished. I don't count that as finished. He's off the needles, but he's not done. Both of those are on size 7 double-pointed needles in various leftover worsted weight yarn. And as I mentioned, you can get their pattern on their website for $5. The next thing on my needles is The Hitchhiker by Martina Bem, and I love this pattern. It is such a great pattern. I'm making it on US size 4, 3.5 millimeter needles, and I am loving making it. I just don't have enough time because I'm trying to get stuff done for SSK, and it's not happening. So it's going to come with me to SSK, and I am hoping I will get to knit on it there. Now, I should probably explain what SSK is. So another one of my favorite podcasts, it's actually a video cast, The Knit Girls, do a yearly summer retreat in Nashville, Tennessee, and I got uber lucky and snagged a spot. Now, I only snagged a spot like a month ago, so I'm trying to play catch up because they have these wonderful prizes that have been donated by all sorts of people that will be up for grabs and raffles, and you get tickets by completing charity projects and doing their knit-alongs and all sorts of stuff. And because I'm so late to the game, I can only participate in the last knit-along that's still going, and that's Laura Nelkin's knit-along. And you can pick any project you want, and that's where I'm getting into trouble, because Laura Nelkin, she's one of my favorite designers. And the funny thing is when I first looked at her stuff, I was like, this is not me. I can't do this. This is beyond my skill set. All right, sorry guys, had to take a quick break. Long story, cat getting into things she shouldn't be in. All right, so back to the Laura Nelkin stuff. I love her. At first I was like, nope, not my thing. I can't do that. That's not my skill set. Da-da-da-da-da. I talked myself out of some really cool patterns. Then people started posting what they had made. I'm like, ooh, I want to do that. I want to make that. Oh my god, that's so pretty in that colorway. I love that. And yeah, That's where the trouble began. The first thing I cast on was her, sorry guys, again, cat being crazy. I don't know if you can hear it, but, she has a bulky weight vest, and it's got two really pretty cables on either side, of your stomach, and they go up to your shoulder. Super pretty. Love it. Cast that bad boy on. I'm about 65% of the way through in this peachy colorway that I had, somebody had given me, and I'm so sorry. Hang on one second. Okay, take three. So I got through her vest, or 65% of the way through the vest, and then I'm eyeing everything else she's got. And I find, excuse me, I needed a sip, I find those really pretty. 145 yards, I think. Cute little beaded scarf. And it's her lattice. It's a $5 pattern on Ravelry. I'm working on it on size 5 needles out of Indigo Moon yarn, which is 80% merino, 20% nylon in the Divine Purple colorway. And it's got beads. It's really, really pretty, but I've never worked with beads before. Which is where this could become an issue for me, right? Because I don't know what I'm doing. But I really liked this pattern, and there's a bunch of girls, or I shouldn't say girls, because guys could make it too. A bunch of people have made this. And I was just like, you know what, I'm getting the pattern, and if anything, I'll figure it out. Well, then I saw that at SSK, they have a class, two classes taught by her. One is advanced knitting, advanced beading, knitting with beads, advanced knitting with beads, and beginner's knitting with beads. So I signed up for the beginner's class. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to bring that pattern with me, and I'm going to see if I can understand what's going on, da-da-da-da-da. So I bought the pattern, right? And I was like, this is going to be awesome if I make it in this and do this and da-da-da-da. So next thing I know, I've got the pattern, and Laura has very, very, very graciously put a page of notes. She tells you how to slip a bead, she tells you how to knit or purl with a bead, she tells you how to wrap and turn, she tells you how to work stitches together with their wrap, she tells you how to working in two stitches with beads on them from the previous row. She gives you an awesome diagram about what she means with the bead on top of the stitch, with the bead on the right leg, with the bead on the left leg. She gives you two video links, one to working with beads, which is a video to for this pattern, and one is stringing on beads, which is on her website. These are both great tutorials. Totally worth the $5 just using those tutorials. And I think they're actually free, but, you know, I would not have found them if I hadn't purchased the pattern. So, this is an exceptional pattern. Unless you're me, who squirrels every which way, and doesn't read a pattern through, and does all sorts of silly things, that this I've had to cast on 4 times. So, first thing I did was not read the pattern through, and realize that this is actually done in 2 parts, and then crafted together. So, I put on over 400 beads for this pattern, even though I didn't need to. And I just said, forget it, I'm going to leave it, I'm going to go. Did what she told me to, cast on, did this, did that, and the other thing. Now, part of this pattern is wrap and turns. There's a very, very important instruction in one of the rows that says, knit until the first stitch before the last wrapped stitch. Wrap and turn. I just read that as, knit until one stitch remains, wrap and turn. Repeat. So, 20 rows later, I'm still wrapping and turning the same stitch. So it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter on my needles. I have to laugh because otherwise I'd cry. And I'm racking my brain going, what is wrong? I don't understand. All right. So I put it down for the night. I was done. Next morning, I often knit during my meetings. So I was like, that's it. I have 10 minutes before my meeting. I'm going to figure out what on earth I did. Yeah, I read it correctly this time. And rip it all out and start over. Then I move on to the second triangle. Mess that up by being pretty. And had to fix that. Rip it back to the beginning of the mistake and do it again. And then I messed it up again. I was just like, okay, this is not a reflection on the pattern at all. Because this is an easy pattern. It's a reflection on my squirrel ability. So, word to the wise. Learn my lesson. Read and pay attention if you don't know the pattern. Because you will screw something up if you don't. That's it. That's all I gotta say on that one. So then, what else I've been crafting is I'm working on getting the beads on for her rib band pattern, which I have yarn and seed beads and everything else, and that's going to be gorgeous. And then, of course, I'm going to cast that on. And that one should actually be... sorry for the noise, guys. Cat is playing with my shampoo bottle. The rib band is a super quick, super cute knit with beads. It only requires like 10 yards of fingering or lace weight yarn. And then some size 6 glass seed beads. Super cute. I've seen several people make it for the knit along for SSK. And I'm going to make it. So now I'm hooked on her patterns. I have about 7 or 8 of them. Other ones queued. And I can't decide what else I'm going to make. But I do know I cannot make anything else prior to SSK. So this is it. I'm done. Right? I only have 2 days left before I leave. I got to get some stuff done. So, other than that, I'm working on some top-down preemie hats. And this pattern is by Cece Almond. I hope I said that right. Forgive me if I didn't. She is the mom from the Geeky Girls video cast. Another one of my favorite video casts. It's a free pattern on Ravelry, and I actually am magic looping it since it's top down and I could figure out how to do that. So it's a super easy pattern. I love it. It's working on worsted weight. It's on size 8, and so it makes my life easier, and it's a little faster for me than the smaller preemie hats that I was making, or smaller needled preemie hats that I was making. So that's it for what's crafting. On to my next segment. So, my must-have makes. You guys are going to be really shocked by this. But the next thing that I'm going to have to make is Lauren Elkins' Forza scarf. Now, this is actually a free pattern on Ravelry. You will get it off of her blog. And her blog, I will link to in my show notes, but it's nelkindesigns.blogspot.com. And this is actually a free pattern from her Knockout Knits book that is coming out in September that I cannot wait to get my hands on. But it's a super cute pattern. It needs 135 yards in sport weight. And it's just a cute little scarf, lightweight scarf that you can wear whenever. It looks cute in the summer and light enough in the summer. I'm going to make this. And I'm probably going to make it a little longer because I like my stuff a little bit longer. But that's what I'm going to cast on next. Yeah, I've got Nelkin fever. I need help, guys. So that's it for my must-have makes. On to what you got cooking. So I was craving some oatmeal cookies a week ago. And then I was like, I could really use some chocolate. Ooh, I'll put them in the chocolate in the oatmeal cookies. Well, then I'm mixing everything. I'm about halfway through the recipe, and I'm like, those pecans look really good. Now, I usually put pecans and craisins on my summer salads. I love it. I use a raspberry vinaigrette. as a dressing, and it's super good with chicken or without chicken. I love it. And some feta cheese and some onions. But I had that the previous night for dinner, and the craisins and pecans were sitting on the counter, and I'm like, what the heck? I'm going to throw those in too. And I created these craisin pecan chocolate chip oatmeal cookies, and they're awesome. Awesome. They're not too sweet, and I love them. I'm going to post a link in my show notes to my recipe. This is one of my own recipes, so I hope y'all like it if you make it, but they're delicious. I will try to, I'm going to make some and bring some to SSK. So I, when I do, I'll take some pictures and post those up as well. Oh, on to Fudge Monkeys. So I already covered Fudge Monkeys when I was going off about the lattice scarf. Oh, the cat is disheveling me. I cannot help myself. So I recovered it. I already preached to y'all about making sure you read your patterns and maybe not knitting past 11 or midnight like I often do. So, on to my geeky fangirl picks of the week. I actually have two. The first one is World War Z. It is a free movie on Amazon Prime or Netflix, or you can buy it in the stores. It is starring Brad Pitt, and there is going to be a sequel on it. It's about zombies, except it's not your standard zombie movie. It's much different. Yes, it has some moments where you're like, but not enough for me to even classify this as a horror. I wouldn't even classify this as a suspense, because to me, it was more just like an intellectual mind bend, at least for me. It made me think, which most zombie movies do not do. I highly recommend this movie. I love it. I cannot wait for the sequel. It's totally worth it. I am going to actually purchase it so that if it ever leaves Amazon or Netflix, I have a copy of it, because this is something I will be watching frequently. So, check it out. Even if you're not into zombie movies, check it out, because it's that good. The other thing is Ingress. If you do not know what Ingress is, it is a virtual game that you can download for free. It's by Google. And unfortunately right now they do not have an iOS, so I don't have this on my phone. I have this on my Verizon Android tablet. Oh my goodness. And Ben got me into it. And so I'm actually getting dragged tomorrow to Chattanooga, Tennessee for this event that they do, that we're going to fight each other over, you know, some portals. Okay, wait, let me back up, because I'm probably confusing you guys. So, Ingress. Ingress is a game. It is a virtual game. It is done by Google. I said all of this. Oh my goodness, I'm a hot mess tonight, guys. I apologize. But it's basically what it is. Their tagline is, "The world around you is not what it seems." And it's a game where they tell you some backstory. You pick a side, the Resistance or the Enlightened. I'm Resistance, which means I'm blue, or aka a Smurf. If you're part of the Enlightened group, you are called a Frog. I did not come up with these things, so don't blame me. But it is, it's really fun. So they've taken, they started the game out by creating what they call portals. And a portal is usually some type of landmark. They started it out by doing state parks and monuments. So any state park was, that's how they started it, and that's where they started the portals. Then they opened it up for the players to submit portals. And the goal is actually, you know, to try to get you to walk to portals. And it keeps track of your walking. So it's kind of this little nerdy exercise game, if you will. Except most people, you know, are lazy and don't actually walk. They get in their cars and drive to the portal, which I do sometimes, depending on where the portal is. But I try not to. But it's got all of these really cool things. You get badges for doing things. And my favorite thing about it is I've actually gotten to meet new people in my area. And so they've got like these Google Plus groups where they're private, for purposes of the game. And you get, you know, people see you playing and they invite you to join the group. And you join the group. And, you can meet all these people. I've met two of my teammates already. Two of them are coming with Ben and I tomorrow to Chattanooga. We're meeting on Monday for dinner. You know, we're planning some other get-togethers, you know, once a week, go grab beer and dinner and then go kill some portals. It's really, really great for someone like me who is new to an area and has not had a lot of time because of work to get around and meet people. And I'm kind of in a rural area, so it makes it even harder to meet people. And this is actually, like, getting me to meet people. And we automatically have something in common, so I'm not nervous about that. So I highly recommend this, especially if you're in a city, Chicago, New York, Chattanooga, anywhere where you can walk like that. Like, this is an awesome game to play. It's got a huge following all around the globe, so there are players everywhere. And it's a really fun, really cool game. Check it out. If it's something you're into, if you're into gaming, check it out. So, on to my next segment, Bookworm. So this week I am actually reading, I'm almost done, The Magicians, a novel by Lev Grossman, and I'm going to read you the little intro from Amazon. Like everyone else, precocious high school senior Quentin Coldwater assumes that magic isn't real, until he finds himself admitted to a very secretive and exclusive college of magic in upstate New York. There, he indulges in the joys of college friendship, love, sex, and booze, and receives a rigorous education in modern sorcery. But magic doesn't turn out to bring the happiness and adventure Quentin thought it would. After graduation, he and his friends stumble upon a secret that sets them on a remarkable journey that may just fulfill Quentin's yearning. But their journey turns out to be darker and more dangerous than they had imagined, psychologically piercing and dazzlingly inventive. The Magicians, the prequel to the New York Times best-selling book The Magician King, and the upcoming